This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The campus protests against the Israel-Hamas war are ramping up in New York, where protesters have now taken over a building at Columbia University. The AP's Donna Warder on campus protests that continue across the nation.
The students are calling for universities to separate themselves from companies that are advancing Israel's military efforts in Gaza, as Columbia University student Seda Palat tells WABC-TV.
The students refuse to trade in the blood of Palestinians. The university has conducted itself with obstinacy and arrogance, refusing to be flexible on some of our most basic points.
Early Tuesday, dozens of protesters on campus took over a building, barricading the entrances and unfurling a Palestinian flag out of a window. I'm Donna Warder.
As for a possible ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war,
Egypt's state-owned El Gahira news satellite channel says officials from Hamas have left Cairo after talks with Egyptian officials on a new ceasefire proposal in Gaza. The channel, which has close ties with the Egyptian security agencies, adds a Hamas delegation will return to Cairo with a written response to the ceasefire proposal without saying when. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Four law enforcement officers killed, four others wounded, trying to serve a warrant for a felon in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police say officers shot and killed the suspect after he fired on them. They say a second shooter fired from inside the home. A woman and a 17-year-old were taken away for questioning after the standoff ended. Former President Trump's hush money trial resumes today in New York. A man who won $1 billion plus Powerball jackpot in Oregon says he's had cancer and will now be able to provide for his family and his health. This is AP News. Now to the Supreme Court and marijuana.
The Supreme Court will hear a case involving CBD. The case is out of Vista, California. A CBD hemp oil maker is fighting a lawsuit from truck driver Douglas Horn, who says he was fired after using a product falsely advertised as being free from marijuana's active ingredient. Horn has had chronic back and shoulder pain after a serious accident. He claims Medical Marijuana Incorporated said what they sold him contained CBD, a generally legal compound, not THC, which gives marijuana its high. Horn says he failed a routine drug test at work and was fired, and the product contained THC. An appeals court found Horn's claim should be allowed to go forward under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, RICO. The company appealed the decision to the Supreme Court, saying Horn is claiming personal injury. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.